Hello. Hi, my name is Liz.
Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Now, does anyone in your household, any member of your household, work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer on political campaign?
No.
Okay, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're gonna vote in the nonpartisan primary elections in Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Definitely gonna vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And with which party, political party are you registered? Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
White, Caucasian, non-Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18, 34, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
I would say the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and the overdevelopment or corruption in local government.
Traffic and congestion.
Thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections of Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democrat candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democrat candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I would say lean slightly Democrat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you are favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Raquel Regalado.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner.
Somewhat favorable.
And Richard Prashnik.
I've never heard of him.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions on August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Cid, or Alexander Otola?
Daniela Levine Cava.
Thank you. And would you say that you will definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner or Richard Prashnik?
That's a hard one. I'm going to say Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say that you were definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of a problem or part of the solution in the county government?
I think part of the solution.
Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Danielle Levin-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Voting yes.
Definitely voting yes or probably yes.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please tell me if you were likely or less likely to vote, if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in this election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, just say so. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner reportedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for a county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and floating, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, or corporate polluters. More or less likely.
No difference.
Okay. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurt our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune with developing and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
I would say less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence.
No difference.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused toward residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one says, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of many properties they own and manage so that they can pay less in taxes.
somewhat less.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, again, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado. As a county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Much more likely.
Okay. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
No difference.
Okay. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors for $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiency to make them better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Somewhat more likely.
Raquel Regalado believes that the key of successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride share options.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member of two terms, now as the only former school board, a board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in the government housing.
Much more likely.
Okay. As a mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami a better place for people for all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded jobs training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
Much more likely.
Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
No difference.
As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, and helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
Somewhat more likely.
The last one is, Raquel Regalado believes that the public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so that they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has an endorsement of the Police of Benevolence Association for her 2024 re-election.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, the primary elections for Miami-Dade County were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
Regalado.
And would you say that you will definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
I would say probably.
Thank you. Now, prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No.
Okay, thank you. And the following list of websites, online newspapers, and the places that you can get the news and information about your community, please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. Keep Biscayne Independent.
Don't follow.
Miami's Community News.
Don't follow.
Okay. FM Radio.
Regularly follow.
Okay. AM Talk or New Radio.
Never follow.
Local political blogs.
Regularly follow.
Local newspaper like the Miami Herald or New Herald, Nuevo Herald.
Regularly follow.
Okay, only in date.
Never follow, don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
I would say very.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate, or college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate?
I'm a college graduate with a bachelor's.
Thank you. Okay, and that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of
your day. You're welcome. It was interesting. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.